Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. We are super excited to have all of you that are joining us, listening in from Facebook and listening in from Twitter and listening in from LinkedIn, of course, from Charvette.com, iTunes, Alexa devices, and all of our broadcast stations. We thank you so much for being here today. We're going to keep it rolling. Listen, the virtual studio is jumping today. I'm really excited to have a guest back by popular demand, business coach, conference planner, igniter, Coach Tina Frizzell Jenkins is joining us. She's the host of E3 Home Based Business Expo that's taking place next week. I am a speaker. I'm so honored to be in Bethesda, Maryland next week. But listen, we want you to tune in because we're going to give some tips and answer some questions around like home-based business. And those of you who are either thinking about starting or you are doing it and you're like, hey, I need some help, I need some advice, what am I doing, am I doing things right? So we're going to answer some of those questions for you today. So jump online, tell people what you are listening to, say, hey, you need to come over, you need to listen in right now to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And again, thanks for all of those that are on the phone lines. We appreciate you right now. And listen, this is reality radio going on right here. This is reality radio going on, and we are live. Yes, we are live. All right, so let's go ahead and jump in. Again, for those that are on the phone lines, we see you. Hey, thank you so much for checking us out. So, Coach Tina Frizzell Jenkins, back by popular demand, welcome to the show.
Hey, Charvette, I am so excited and so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is our honor to catch up with you and just to be able to chat a little bit. So I know you are busy and, you know, promoting the conference and getting things together, but let's share with listeners a little bit just about your, you know, what got you in this space of being a business coach and specifically focusing on home-based businesses.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Charvette, it was something near and dear to my heart because I've done home businesses for over 20-some years. And once I became a certified coach, I understood what the struggle was like. So I decided what I was going to do was I was going to help home business owners reduce the struggle, reduce the stress, and get their results.
Yeah.
And not only keep that stress reduced, but help them to build a business foundation to a place that they feel good about. And that's fun.
Wow. That's missing. Do you think that's missing from some, you know, people's businesses?
I do. I think sometimes when we get too serious about it and we don't introduce fun and smiling and happiness, that we just it becomes mundane and boring. And then you kind of want to push it aside because it becomes like the job. And we don't want it to be like the JRBB in that respect. We want it to be like that when it comes down to getting results. Don't get me twisted. I want to get results like you get on your job. But I also want the business owners to have fun and enjoy it. And a lot of that happens when you build the foundation that's necessary in order for the business to be able to sustain the test and trials of time.
Yeah, that's good. Weather the storm, and those on the East Coast, you all can relate to that. I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and we had literally seven tornadoes in our area yesterday, which is rare. And our friends that are perhaps listening from the North Carolina area and the Carolinas and the coast, we definitely know about storms and weathering the storm and being able to stick around. And so let's share with our listeners what you mean by home-based business. I know that there are a lot of people who kind of think, well, does that mean it's just, you know, I'm selling I'm not going to say just. I'm selling something with another group, or just kind of share what you mean.
You know, Shabbat, I'm glad you got, let's just get that elephant right out of the room, okay?
Yeah.
A home-based business is not just direct sales, okay? People
yeah.
run their CPA businesses out of their house. They run insurance businesses out of their home. We're in an age and time right now where people telework not just for their job, but for themselves. Okay.
Yeah.
Almost every industry you can think of can be run from your home office. You just have to make the decision that you're going to run it like a business and make it work
mm-hmm.
for you like a business. Okay, and it starts with a business foundation, and a good business foundation starts with self-development that proceeds through a series of executions of study programs and mentors and coaches to help you to get the desired results that you want. So, you know, direct sales, they're great. I have a passion for them as well. However, my biggest passion is making sure I don't care what industry, and whether you're in direct sales or promoting hair products that you created yourself from your, you know, from your kitchen, and you're launching it
right,
and you're getting it started, and you want to take it to the next level. You just don't want to keep it with your neighbors, okay? So you want to figure out how do I do the networking? How do I connect with people who can help me to increase my profits? What exactly is it that I have to do to get
mm-hmm.
from, you know, where I am now to where I want to be?
How do I get there? And I love that. So thank you for clarifying and educating our listeners. And I love that you said an accountant can run a home-based business if they're operating out of their home. So it's not
mm-hmm.
just direct sales or, something else that you might be thinking of, you know, a little this is just some little ice cream money. No, people that are building sustainable and successful businesses, a lot are operating out of their homes. And guess what? Corporate America has caught on. That's why there's so many corporate America jobs that have the option for telework. And, you literally never even have to go into the office. They've become accustomed to interacting by video, conference calls, and all that good stuff. So great, great, great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And so let's share a few tips, because you talked about the foundation, and I know that the E3 Home-Based Business Expo, which is coming up next week, is going to share a lot about foundation. So maybe three tips you might share with those that are listening in.
Well, the E3 stands for Empower, Educate, and Equip. And that's what we're going to do at this conference. We're going to empower you, first of all, if nothing else, to build up your own excitement. And
mm-hmm.
and that motivation is important, but even more important is equipping you with tools so that you can go forth and take action and make things happen. And how do we empower you? We empower you by not only giving you the tools, but connecting you with a network of individuals that can actually help steer you in the direction. We're going to have a panel there with lots of successful business experts who will answer your questions. We're going to have a time of question and answer. So, and the group will be intimate enough where you can, you know, literally get feedback and go back and forth. So we're excited about that. But let's just talk about maybe some tools that would be something that you can take away from this conversation, even this one that we're having right here.
Yeah.
Would it be of interest to you to know the top three reasons why to accept credit cards when you're in a home business?
Oh, yes, please share that.
Well, the first one is lost sales. I did some research, and 15 million businesses that are not accepting credit cards are going to lose out on the over $100 billion in revenue that's going to be taken in by credit card sales. $100 billion by credit card sales. That's huge. And we just want, you want a little piece of that, okay? So lost revenue sales is a reason why you want to have to take credit payments. What's another reason? Let's face it. Cash is dying. I mean, when I'm dealing with my children, I say, okay, and they're grown, but I'm still mom.
Right.
Do you have some cash in your pocket? Do you have just a little bit of money just in case this technology doesn't make? Well, mine got more than one credit card. So we're talking about cash. This is kind of being a dying type of technology. Stores are saying about 27% of their revenues come in cash. That's just about it. Everything's basically plastic, plastic, plastic. And it's growing each day because of, you know, that's just how we're wired these days. And lastly, and the most important reason that we're going to talk about are these three, most of these three reasons why they accept credit cards, is that consumers spend more money with you when they're using their credit cards.
Hello,
that
somebody.
That was done by a Dun & Bradstreet study. They revealed that the average customer spends 12 to 18% more when they purchase with their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you now. We're in business. We're in business to earn a profit. That's the bottom line. Okay?
Yes.
And so if you're going to be able to increase your profits 12 to 18% because you take credit cards, that to me is a no-brainer.
No-brainer. I love this, Coach Tina. And what is so, you know, some people might say, well, doesn't everybody know that? No. I literally put a post in my Facebook group, Hey Girl Hey, for my community members that are listening in. If you all want to jump in the group, it's heygirlhey.today is where you can go. And I posted and said, hey, tell me what you use for invoices. And so there are so many people commented. So, number one, you having the ability to accept credit card now is much, much more easier than it was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. But one young lady commented who works in connection with the city of Richmond, and she said there were so many vendors that she comes into contact with who don't have an invoicing process or don't have a way to create invoices either in person, offline, and it's just amazing to me that we're in 2018. This show was broadcasting live in 2018, and that somebody's mm-hmm. in business wanting to do business with a city and does not have a way to fulfill an invoice. So we don't have any more excuses, do we, Coach Tina? Do we have any excuses?
That's it. a company that I deal with called iPayment, they help small businesses get credit cards. They say, this is their statistic. Shockingly, they say that 55% of their small businesses, of small business, not just theirs, but small businesses in the United States, do not accept credit cards. 55%, that's over half.
That's over. And you know what? I'm not surprised by that because 45% don't have websites. Hello, somebody. That's why I'm in the web design business. And that statistic is per Small Business Administration. 45% of small businesses don't have a website. So I totally can get that 55% because if they don't have a website, they don't have a way really how to effectively take credit card payments.
But you know what, Chevette? We're going to take care of that. At the E3 Home-Based Business Expo, I'm going to have in every bag there's going to be an iPayment sheet that will show you how to contact an agent that will help you to accept credit cards. And, you know, I have a Square, you know, and I have, you know, a couple of the little devices, but I also have a full-out merchant account. And I believe that having a full-out merchant account is really important. One is just for no other reason than customer service. Something goes on. If you check out Square, again, I say I have one. I'm not beating them up. But I just want you to understand the magnitude of what it is that you're doing when you want to grow and get to another level. Stuff happens, and there's nobody that you can pick up the phone and call with Square. Okay.
That's
if your
true.
Money doesn't come in, you know, I understand if it's a larger amount of money and it doesn't come in right away, you can't figure it out. Can't pick up the phone to call anybody. So I'm, you know, when I'm
That's
doing one or two little things, I use my Square, no problem if I have to pull it out. But I have my merchant account. My merchant account is connected to my websites. I have ability to use my merchant account when I'm out on South in my computer. Terminals is something that we want to do. It's at least a goal that you want to put yourself to the point to get.
There you go. And a merchant account, for those that are saying, well, what is that? That's basically you having an account that will allow you directly to process payments from Visa and MasterCard versus going through a third party like some other Square, PayPal, some other things. So that's all that is right there. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And so let's talk. So listeners, we just gave you just a few, you know, a few things, few nuggets for you to chew on. But we want you to join us in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm excited to be there September 29th. So, Coach Tina, let's give all of the juicy details.
Okay. This event is so awesome. It is so over the top. I just get excited even thinking about it. We're going to start in the morning, you know, around 7:30 a.m. I want everybody to get there early because I'm negotiating with the hotel right now to even upgrade us from our little muffins to a warm breakfast because we're starting early.
Oh.
So I want people to be, you know, well fed and just ready to go, excited, get the energy level up, and let's go for it. And we have several speakers and at lunchtime we're gonna have a jazz event. We have a jazz pianist, a renowned pianist who's played with lots of the stars. I can't even name them all. A vocalist. And they're going to, you know, bring it to us while we're eating our gourmet lunch. It's going to be a great lunch. And then all the vendors are going to be in place. I have a guy from a car dealership for leasing, because sometimes business folks don't know about leasing. I have State Farms are going to be there, and they're going to talk about the umbrella policies and different policies that you can get for your business. We have a notary there. A lot of times we need to sign contracts, and we need to make things official. Even though we're a small business, we need them to be official. So sometimes we need to get some things notarized. So I'm going to have a notary there so you can connect with a notary and get some information from them and understand that a notary is a member of the court. And so we want to make sure that we connected with the right people. Okay? So we have tools like that. You know, we're going to have some vendors that have some goodies for you as well. We have a vendor that does some wonderful treats, like vegan treats. They were so good last year. Oh, my goodness, that booth was so busy. I had to rush back there at the end to make sure that I was able to get me some treats. The owner of California Kitchen was there, and he even said that their treats were wonderful. He enjoyed them.
Wow.
And so he was also on our panel. We had Willie Jolly last year, and we're just going to have some great folks again this year. And then at the end, we don't want people to go home just, you know, with all the good knowledge and not leave with an even bigger smile. So we have this thing called Giveaway Gifts Galore. And we just have bags and bags of gifts that we send our entrepreneurs out at the end of the day with. You see, my vision behind all of this was that we'd have entrepreneurs come in and train themselves. I know a lot of times in small businesses, we put ourselves last. We say, okay, no, I need to go, I need to buy extra inventory. I need to go to, you know, this business event over here to find out about this product. But as far as developing ourselves, sometimes we stick it, you know, we put ourselves at the bottom of the list. But just like self-care, you want to have that self-care the same with your business. You want to be continually develop yourself. So I wanted to have a event that was priced where you just, you know, $147, you can almost go that way. Okay. And I wanted it to be filled with fun. I wanted it to be filled with networking. I wanted it to be filled with great speakers so that not only do you come away with, you know, knowledge, but you're going to come away feeling good and making some great connections. And I think this is a great segue for you, Charvette, to tell the audience a little bit about what you're going to give them that day. I'm so excited to have you.
Oh, we are honored. We are honored. Listen, Coach Tina, I have my Maryland makeup artist coming to do my face early that morning, 6 a.m., whatever we're going to do. Shout out to Hassana Blackwell. So I am ready to meet and greet and interact with you guys, and I really want to talk about social media, your online presence, and your online brand, and how there are things that are literally at your fingertips with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of these places that will really help push your home-based business from a marketing standpoint, but then also a positioning standpoint. A lot of the times we are in service-based businesses, and it is a high referral type of business.
Mm-hmm.
So you get clients because their people are referring you. Well, guess what? When someone says, hey, you need a website, you need to talk to Charvette Mitchell, most cases what they're going to do is go look me up on a social media site, my name. They might not even know my business yet. They're going to look me up online, and I'm going to talk about how I have been able to leverage social media successfully. I'm a full-time entrepreneur, and how you can do the same thing about leveraging social media to build and expand your brand and generate more revenue. And it's all going down September 29th. You got to come and you got to be there. And those that know me, you already know I give content that you can take and you can take action with it. It is not fluff. It's not a lot of motivation. You know, I'm like, pull out your phones. Listen, Coach Tina, I'm subject to make them go live right in the session. I'm subject to make them jump on Facebook Live, Periscope, Instagram right during the session because I know how powerful it is.
That's awesome. And you know, sometimes when you're working in the midst of, that's why I like workshops and expos that have speakers that are not just motivating you. To get motivated is great. But I want folks that are going to actually share tools and give you tips that you can actually put to use right away. That's why I wanted you to be there, Charvette, and I knew you were going to deliver.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. I am really excited, and I'm going to be there all day because I know that there are other coaches and speakers that I can glean something from them. So, you know, so many times we kind of just want to come to things and you know, when it's our appearance time and then we duck out and we leave. No, I'm going to be there sun up to sundown. I'm going to be there the entire day because I believe that, number one, birds of a feather flock together, but then also that iron sharpens iron. And so I'm really excited. And so what I want to do is take a quick commercial break, just real quick. And then when we come back, I'd love for you to literally just name all of the other speakers and, you know, just let us know if you know their topic sessions. If not, that's, you know, no problem. But just want to shout out all of the other dynamic speakers and panelists and artists that you have pulled together. So we'll do that right after this quick commercial break. Is that all right, Coach Tina?
That sounds like a plan. Thank you.
All right, listeners. Don't you move. We're going to be right back after this very quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello. We are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1. Go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2. Once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3. Get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123jobzone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Titans, go!
When the Teen Titans go to the movies, they know the best way to travel is safely.
Hollywood, here we come!
Magic!
And you know it's super.
To keep your child safe, be sure to use the right car seat for their age and size.
Exactly.
I know you're feeling.
We're finally on the big screen.
Have a seat, my dude.
For more information on finding the right seat, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Gotcha. That's a wise move.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Welcome back. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world. Wide web, we are here chatting it up. I'm super excited because of this amazing expo that is coming right down the pike. I am a speaker along with other dynamic speakers, and we're chatting it up here with Coach Tina Frizzell Jenkins. She's an executive and business coach and the host of the E3 Home-Based Business Expo. Yep. If you're at charvette.com, you'll see a blog post there, and there's a link to register right in that blog post. So if you're hanging out at charvette.com, that's the quickest way to just click that link that says register online and be there with us. Empower, educate, and equip. That's what E3 stands for, home-based business ownership and entrepreneurship success. We want you to be successful. And so we're jumping right back in here and bringing Coach Tina back up to the mic. And so, Coach Tina, let's share just definitely the names and anything else you would like to let us know, the other speaker that you have lined up.
Sure. Thank you so much, Charvette. Excuse me. We got Alicia Willis, and she is the CEO of Igniting Fire Coaching, and she gets on fire, I have to tell you.
Yes.
But she is going to be showing us how to tap into government contracts. There's some basic paperwork that you have to do, some basic forms you have to fill out to get yourself in the position to even apply for the contracts. And sometimes individuals get stumbled. They stumble just over that paperwork that has to be done. And she's going to walk you through it so that when you leave there, you will know exactly how to fill that paperwork out. You'll be ready. And if you have any questions, you can contact her at a later date. But she's going to walk you through the paperwork. And and that's like huge right there. That alone is worth the $147.
Yes.
Okay. We're in this metropolitan area and lots of government stuff going on here. And, you know, even down there where you are, Charvette, in the Virginia area. So we want to be able to tap into some of those contracts. Next, we have the Myron Golden. I don't know if you've never been if you haven't been in the presence of Myron Golden, you have been missing out. This gentleman brings it, the business, out of every nick and cranny of life. Yeah, he comes from a biblical perspective, and he will teach you things that you go, how did I miss it? And he is here to tell you how to be on the fast track, not the slow track. He don't believe in the slow track, the fast track to being a millionaire. If you want to get there, he is definitely the gentleman to connect with. He's awesome. All right? And
wonderful.
Who else we have? We have Rita Goodrow. Oh my goodness. Rita is the founder of the Women's Garden, and the founder of the Women's Business Garden. And she has figured out a way to draw community and networks together. She has grown two successful big community networks in a short period of time. And if that's what you need to do in order to see your business get to the next level, you want to hear from Rita. Okay.
Wow.
And let's see, who else? Oh, we got Antonio A. there. He is the networking guru. If you are in that industry of direct sales, or if you want to leverage some of the information that you've studied in the past or want to grow in the future, this is the gentleman that you want to connect with. He has been at the top of so many industries, and he loves to help people. He loves to spend time with people, helping people. He's a fun guy, but he knows the fact that he knows his business, and that's another great individual to connect with. I got to speak a little bit about myself.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to bring it to you this time about bite-sized book writing. You know, we got to figure out how to build our credibility, a lot of us. And sometimes we just need to take some bite-sized pieces to do some book writing. And so we're going to talk about how to create manuscripts in about 120 days or less, if you're dedicated, bite-sized book writing. Okay. Who else do we have? C.C. Baldwin. Oh, my God. The transformation coach. C.C. is going to be featured in our panel. And she's going to share a little bit about her journey from her direct sales industry to vice president of a corporation to doing her own thing and helping people succeed and become great. I'm not going to steal any of her thunder. I'm going to let her do it at the expo. But you don't – oh, my goodness. She is so approachable, so caring. I just want to just bring her right into the family. She is in the family. Just bring her right in. She is that type of individual.
Bring her right in.
Just bring her right in. She, you know, sometimes you meet people who have been successful or done something. They kind of, by the time you finish, you're not sure you want to talk to them or not because you just don't feel comfortable. Not Cece.
Yeah.
She is the family member business owner. So I'm excited to have been connected with Cece. And we also have, we're going to have a special event from the storytelling guy. And he is, he's going to actually do an encore for us. So everybody who has a ticket to this, and I wasn't even going to tell people till the expo, but you all who are listening to Charvette Show are going to get a
late
preview.
Late-breaking listeners, hot off the press.
We're going to get – I'm not even going to tell you all about it, what it is, but Andy Enriquez, the storytelling guy, Google him. You're going to see that that's a connection that you're going to get through this expo that you do not want to miss. Ooh, did I leave anybody out? I just get excited talking about it all. And Selena Olivia, she's a national recording artist, and she's going to be a featured jazz performer.
And, yes.
And Tony Walker. Google Tony Walker. He has played with the best of them, and he's phenomenal. I mean, I could just listen to him play all day long.
Wow.
He's got the gift, and he is using it. So, like I said, we have a packed house, packed content. Chavette's going to bring it to us with her great information that she just told you about. And it's going to be an event that if you miss it, you're going to go, I missed it. Because you're going to be hearing about it.
You're going to hear about it. And you can say, oh, why did I miss it? So Bethesda, Maryland, what's the exact location in Bethesda?
It's on Pooks Hill Road. It's right off the Beltway. As soon as you get off the Beltway, you actually headed towards when you get off the Beltway, you're actually headed north, and you want to just loop back around like you're going back into D.C., and that first light is Pooks Hill Road, and you make a right turn right there, and that's where we are. And you can see the sign
and
from the highway.
And it's the Marriott. Yeah.
The Marriott,
this is
yes.
The Marriott, ladies and gentlemen that are listening. So listen, Coach Tina didn't take you to some backwoods rinky-dink shack. Listen, this is the Bethesda Marriott. So we'll be at a beautiful location. And, again, go to charvette.com. You'll see Coach Tina's lovely picture and right in that blog post. A lot of you are listening from charvette.com, so that's easy right there. And it has register online and you can just click that link. But you also have a main site for the conference that shows videos and some other things. What's the main website?
It's e3hbbexpo.com. e3hbbexpo.com. Chavette, I forgot one other thing I want to throw out there.
Sure.
And that is we're going to have the ability, we have somebody on site that's going to help you with home business loans for the little guy. There are going to be some fast approvals, like within a day or so, and then those that may need a little bit more, like 3 days.
What?
We have good information. We have good product.
Wow.
You don't want to miss being able to get connected with these tools.
You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Oh, my goodness. Well, Coach Tina, thank you so much again for asking and having me as a speaker for your conference. I am honored. I'm excited to be in Bethesda, Maryland. Those of you, I've mentioned it, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, so it is up the road, but I'm excited to be there at the Marriott September 29th, and just to be there all day and to impart and to receive impartation from all of the speakers and from you. And so we just thank you so much. My last question, because the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me is being able to touch people, and not just people, but individuals, one at a time, having one conversation at a time to help them to reach their goals, to help them to expand their base, their knowledge, but on a firm business foundation so that they can withstand the test of time. So I'm here to be that stress reliever that
yes.
you need in the time of building your business. That's me. I want to be that person in your
uh-huh.
ear. And give them a discount code, E3SAVE20.
E3SAVE20. All right, listeners,
yeah.
There you go. E3SAVE20. Thank you so much for that. And, again, thanks for having me. And I look forward to seeing you in Bethesda, Maryland.
Oh, I can't wait to see you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, that is a wrap, and we appreciate you checking us out here. We're going to be here next week again, Charvette.com. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook, all under Charvette. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.